each other's keys before they call the wedding off. And all the feathers rained down and the town fell asleep, rolling on the poems before the midnight sun, rolling on the poems before the midnight sun. Troubles aside, made a shrine to live amiss. Well, the woman up here with a guillotine smile, she handed him a rose, then he turned to stone. She handed him a rose, then he turned to stone.
Song called Midnight Sun. There's Calexico and Iron and Wine together here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo. The band Calexico, fronted by Joey Burns and John Convertino, who were both also members of the bands Giant Sand and the Friends of Dean Martinez, and then with the leaders of Calexico. Calexico there working with Sam Beam, who we know as Iron and Wine. And they had initially recorded an EP together in 2005, and then in 2019 released that full-length album, Years to Burn, featuring Midnight Sun, Calexico, and Iron and Wine, again here at 98.1 KZE. And it was the Doobie Brothers from 1974, Another Park, Another Sunday. In France, The Kiss on Main Street, according to Joni Mitchell. That one coming from the hissing of summer lawns. I'm Darren DeVivo with you, and this is new from Yes. Yes. Yes have a new album on the way. It's going to be called Aurora. Here's the title track, Aurora, from Yes on 98.1 KZE. Yes. Here on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo. That's the title track to the upcoming album Aurora from Yes. Aurora will be out on June 12th. It'll be the first studio album from Yes in 3 years, the follow-up to 2023's Mirror to the Sky. And that was the title track, Aurora, featuring the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. Aurora, written by vocalist John Davison and guitarist Steve Howe, who produces this new album. Aurora, there's Yes. Well, I'm Darren DeVivo with you this Friday night. All night long, I've been playing all of the songs from Pet Sounds, from the Beach Boys. The album turning 60 tomorrow. There's four more songs left. Let's get into three of them right now. And we'll start off with the classic with Carl Wilson on lead vocals. God Only Knows. Here's the Beach Boys from Pet Sounds on 98.1 KZE.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Still
everything, but that's all gone. I guess I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
More from the Beach Boys, all from Pet Sounds, released 60 years ago tomorrow. And that was I Know There's an Answer I'm Waiting for the Day. Before that, up top, of course, God Only Knows, Carl Wilson on lead vocals. Getting some help from Brian Wilson and the new Beach Boy in the band, Bruce Johnston. Brian and Bruce helping out. Carl Wilson on lead, God Only Knows, from the Beach Boys off Pet Sounds. The next project that the Beach Boys involved themselves in after Pet Sounds was the aborted album Smile. What came out in the place of Smile was Smiley Smile in the fall of 1967, which was really a desperate attempt to get a new album out there in place of Smile, since that album had been canceled. Smiley Smile really was not a bad album, but a very strange kind of a patchwork quilt of an album. It was a substitute for Smile. Now, in between the release of Pet Sounds and Smiley Smile, Capitol Records kept fans focused on the hits of the past by releasing two consecutive compilation albums. After Pet Sounds came out in May, Capitol Records released in July Best of the Beach Boys, and they followed it a year later with Best of the Beach Boys Volume 2, which they put out there because there was such a delay in waiting for Smile. And of course, Smile never happened, as I mentioned. Smiley Smile came out in its place in September of 67. There's one more from Smiley Smile coming up here on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo on Noises from the Valley.
Hey, KZE listeners. Your favorite radio station just got even easier to enjoy. Download the brand new KZE app and stream crystal clear audio anywhere, in the car, at home, or outdoors. See what's playing, check our calendar, sign up for the newsletter, or get in touch. All in one place. Get the KZE app today in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. More music, more community, more connection with 98.1 KZE.
This is Mike from Northern Dutchess Hardwoods. You're listening to 98.1 KZE, the only station that matters.
I'm Darren DeVivo, 98.1 KZE producer, engineer. Jack Douglas died this past Monday at the age of 80. Back in 1980, when John Lennon and Yoko Ono were ready to make their return to music, they wanted Jack Douglas to work as their producer. John had worked with Jack Douglas in the past. Yoko had as well. They both knew Jack Douglas's work. And John told Yoko, take the demos, get them over to Jack Douglas, see what he thinks. Jack loved him. And the rest is history. Jack Douglas produced John Lennon and Yoko Ono's album Double Fantasy in 1980. In 2010... a new mix of Double Fantasy was released. Jack Douglas was the man behind this new stripped-down mix. In fact, the double CD was a combination of the remastered original 1980 album coupled with the 2010 stripped-down mix from Jack Douglas. So let's pretend we're a fly on the wall in Record Plant Studios, New York City, 1980. Here's the stripped-down version of I'm Losing You. It's John Lennon on Noises from the Valley. Shh, let's listen into the session.
Count it, Andy.
Tempo good.
Beautiful, beautiful.
One.
Just gotta shout about it. I'm losing. Long walker down the gypsy town. Find the spirit queen I've seen around. Paint her body up in mud and clay. Let the river wash it all.
There's Emmylou Harris. How about not one, but two more bottles of wine? Emmylou Harris on Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE. That coming from Quarter Moon in a 10-cent town, circa 1978. And before Emmylou Harris, it was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Great song called Red River. Now, the last studio album from Tom Petty and his band, The Heartbreakers, was 2014's Hypnotic Eye, featuring Red River. Plus, it was John Lennon and the stripped-down version of I'm Losing You from the stripped-down version of Double Fantasy, which producer Jack Douglas was responsible for. 2010 was the year that that double CD edition of Double Fantasy came out with the original album remastered and the brand new stripped down mix from Jack Douglas, which was exactly what the title said. It was stripped down. And that came in 2010, and we heard I'm Losing You. Remembering one of music's great producers and recording engineers, Jack Douglas. Rest in peace, Jack. Thanks for all the music. I had the opportunity to meet Jack on a couple of occasions, and he was such a great guy. Bronx native Jack Douglas died on Monday, this past Monday, May 11th. Jack was 80. Got one more from the Beach Boys from Pet Sounds, and I think you'll know this one.
We come on this loop, John B.
And that's how we'll close things out this Friday night with Netherlands from Dan Fogelberg on 98.1 KZE. And the last Beach Boy song left, Sloop John B, wrapping up my 60th anniversary salute to Pet Sounds, celebrating the 60th anniversary, which is tomorrow, released on May 16th. Back in 1966, Sloop John B. We heard all 13 songs from the album in mono from the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Noises from the Valley is brought to you by Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. That's where you'll find Kingston Implant Center. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com. Loretta Moralia Mediation, offering mediation services throughout the Hudson Valley. YonkersMediation.com and Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Have a great weekend, my friends, and a great week ahead. And I'll see you again next Friday night at 7 o'clock. Friday, 7 to 11, it's Noises from the Valley here at the great 98.1 KZE.
broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity
for the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury,
105.9 W290-BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
Yo, 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 check, check, check. It's your DJ, Ethical Drift. We're back with another one, House Music Radio, 98.1 WKZE. We're going to kick right off into a long set of house, a little indie rock, a little bit of everything. This first one, I'm sure you know, it's Daft Punk, Something About Us. I'll be taking care of you all night long. It's DJ Ethical Drift, 98.1 WKZE.